News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland has done it. It's finally made it through to the final with Bambi Thug for the first time since 2018. Henry McKean, you were in the arena. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, good morning. Good morning. It was absolutely fantastic. This was the moment. There was just an amazing moment.
Yes. Ireland are through. Ireland have made it. They are in the finals, the first time since 2018. In ninth place, they've just squeezed through. And there's relief here in Malmö.
Yeah, I don't think it would actually mattered where you were in the order. I think it was random, or am I wrong, Henry?
Well, it was just that the arena was just something else in Malmö. That atmosphere has been building all week. I've seen Bambi in rehearsals, and you could really feel that. We went to a middle of the night press conference. The EBU love a middle of the night press conference, and the journal got to ask a question: will Bambi perform on Saturday? There was question marks over that, and the answer is yes. A Swedish newspaper asked about the marks, these Ogham ancient writing. Does it mean ceasefire and freedom of Palestine? And the response we got was really interesting. Basically, Bambi said that they had to change the writing in order to keep it within the EBU rules. So it was actually Crown the Witch. But so much excitement around this. As you said, first time since 2018. The T-shirt was out last night. Simon Harris was congratulating Bambi Thug, saying it's time to bring the Eurovision back to Ireland, and Bambi is the act to do it. So there was massive relief because it was ninth when it was called, not in any particular order. Here is Bambi, and they raise their voice at some point just to warn listeners.
Bambi, how does it feel, Henry from News Talk?
Surreal.
You must be so pleased that the demon here is with you.
That's my best buddy for 12 years, of course I am.
We've got William there.
We gotta go in.
So you're gonna get your photograph taken, you're heading in now. And what do you think of all the fuss and attention and celebration? Any message back home for anyone back home to the Irish, to the witches, to the queers?
To the witches and the queers. Our time is now! Thank you so much. I love you all so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Taximika, Gurav Mila Margot.
Hey, Bambi.
And Demon, how are you feeling?
Ireland made it.
Disassociated.
Okay, Bambi Thug there. Henry, who else was in attendance?
Well, Johnny Logan was there, 3 times Eurovision winner, and I'm including Linda Martin in that because he wrote the song. He was up there with a full Swedish orchestra singing Lorenz, 2012 Sweden's winner, Euphoria. And I also found myself, you would have been there too, to be honest with you, Shane, if you were in the arena, I found myself in the Jedward booth. I just saw them in the corner of my eye. And I remember they've performed in 2 Eurovisions and they've done really well.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah,
Bambi is absolutely amazing, making the impact that's needed. He's going to rock all of Europe. That's what Ireland needed at the Eurovision.
The energy here this year has all been brought up by Bambi. The acts prior to them on stage wasn't there, but then when Bambi came out, it was electric. Anyone could do that performance in any church in Ireland with all the candles.
Like, since 2011, we haven't seen such energy, have we?
I definitely think
since Dusseldorf,
the
since
attitude, like the looks of Bambi serving on stage is really good. Like they definitely are rocking it.
Okay, Jed, we're there, as irrepressible as ever. Henry, there's always super fans at the Eurovision. Did you catch up with any of them?
Yeah, and Shane, just to say, I'm a fan. I'm not a super fan. These are special people,
These
super fans. They love it. They're everywhere. They live for it. They're just so happy. And last night, they partied all night long in these basically massive Euro clubs. And they packed out the arena also, an electric atmosphere.
Hi, I'm Connor Devlin. I am one of the co-hosts of the Eurovision podcast. And yes, we've just after seeing Ireland qualify for the grand final first time since 2018.
So you must be absolutely relieved.
Oh,
is that the right word?
Not even relieved. I'm just shocked, really. You know, we came here thinking, oh, we might qualify, and then we saw the rehearsal, and oh, we're going to qualify, and then suddenly in a space of a few hours, I was thinking of top 10, top 5, so many people even thinking we're going to win the thing. So it's been a whirlwind of a day, and I'm still trying to process the result that's just happened, that we're in the final and we're in the party for Saturday night.
And that's the thing, I know when they call out the winners, the countries, it's not done in any order, but we were ninth. I started to worry.
I did. There's always that little worry in you when it comes to little old Ireland on the side of Europe. But look, I think Bambi and their team have been fantastic. And the visual spectacle that they gave us on that stage was, you know, if that did not qualify, it would have been probably the biggest robbery in Eurovision history. But we don't have to worry about that now. Crown the witch.
Okay, Conor Devlin finishing that report. Henry McKean at the Malmö Arena after Ireland qualified with Doomsday Blue and Bambi Thug, the first time since 2018. It was getting a bit nervy towards the end, Ciara.
Yeah, I was watching and I went, I thought that we were kind of a shoo-in.
Because we were regarded as a shoo-in, and we probably were a shoo-in. But it did make it a little bit nervy that we were left to ninth before we got the nod. But
yeah.
Anyway, we're there on Saturday.
Good stuff. I'm sure lots of people will be stuck into it this Saturday and rooting to crown the witch. But now at the time of just coming up to 7:40, let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.